Special Assistant Attorney General Joe Maxwell says the settlement gets to the heart of the issue, making tens of thousands of emails from top officials in the Blunt administration available to the public.
We believe we gained more for the public because we have Judge Connolly going, a third party, a special master, going to review all the documents, not the governor nor the governor's office. We wanted to be sure that what we had was the ability for the public to know all emails have been accounted for.
To settle a portion of the lawsuit that involved the news media, the governor's office released 60,000 pages of emails, leaving only 180 in dispute. Maxwell says taking the Blunt administration to trial wasn't the point.
The law, even if we would have won, or when we would have won, would not have provided that remedy. So we feel like the settlement agreement gives the people more. Simply saying they did something wrong wasn't enough in this case.
Email correspondence within the Blunt administration in September of last year indicated violated both the state records retention law and the open records law, but due to incorrect legal advice that later was corrected. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.